Hello everyone, I am coming to you today with an excerpt from the story Aya, which is featured in my collection of horror novellas titled Tales of Horror, now available from Fingerprint Publishing. See profile for purchase link. Let's not waste any time and kick off this nightmare. Vishal was 10 years old and living with his parents in the civil engineers' quarters just outside of Belgaum. He was sent to bed early that night after a huge row between his parents. He couldn't remember the exact details, but his mother was upset that his father had forced Aya to leave their home. "You're not quite right in the head, and that woman has something to do with it," his father had roared over his mother's hysteric crying. Things had not been great between his parents in the last year or so. Shouting matches had become a daily ritual in their home. The discordant atmosphere filled Vishal with great sadness. Aya had been with them for a year and was an island of comfort for his tender soul. But now she was gone. He hugged his pillow tight, consoled his heavy heart with kind words, and slowly drifted into sleep. Chopping sounds from the kitchen woke him up in the middle of the night. He jumped off his bed quietly, opened the bedroom door, and tiptoed to the kitchen to investigate the unusual sounds. The hacking sounds were usually reserved for Saturdays, when his father brought buffalo meat from the farmers' markets. A quick glance at the clock told Vishal it was 1 a.m. He took a deep breath and peeked in. His mother was cutting up a sizable chunk of meat on the large kitchen island bench. She was crunching the meat cleaver into a leg. A human leg. Meat cubes were arranged in neat piles on the leftmost edge of the bench. Then his eyes fell on the crimson pool on the floor, on which rested the bloodied upper torso of his father. His head was cleaved clean from his neck and rested atop his unmoving chest. His eyes were half open, and his tongue stuck out comically, as if it was poking fun at the whole situation. A scream built up in Vishal's throat, and his heart was a furious drumbeat in his chest. But the impulse to howl was quashed when he saw what was hovering over his mother's head. The thing was attached to one corner of the ceiling. By the grace of God, he was unable to recall the features of that malign entity after that horrendous night. Over the years, he had tried to conjure that vision, but he always drew a blank. He remembered running to his neighbor's doorstep. He remembered the police arriving. He also remembered being told that his mother had killed herself after butchering his father. But he couldn't recall the face of the monster that presided over the act of violence that left him an orphan. Maybe having Aya around him might jog his memory and help him see the thing that his mind so badly wanted him to forget. This was an opportunity to get answers to the questions that had haunted him all these years. If you enjoyed this excerpt, please buy the book using the link in the profile.